Welcome to Sister Speak True Blood, where we discuss season 5 of the HBO series True Blood from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 51. Let's get started.
Okay, tell them all the particulars.
All right, well, we are back for a little bonus episode, everybody.
Woo!
We were invited by the Geek Girl Soup podcast, True Blood in 10, to talk about the season of season 5 of True Blood and give our top 10 best and worst character scenes, storylines,
whatever,
what have you. And so I want to thank Susan and Kelly for inviting us. We had a great time, and they were nice enough to give us the audio so that we could post it on our podcast site. And so we want to do that now. So you'll hear the total conversation in its entirety. And that will probably be the last True Blood conversation that we'll have this year. But it was a lot of fun to kind of rehash the season and get together and talk about True Blood again.
Yeah, and you know, it was a nice little podcast. It was fun, and I appreciate being asked to do it. So we need to do some of that.
Yeah, maybe we'll think about doing something like that in the future.
Yeah.
But for now, enjoy the Geek Girl Soup podcast, True Blood in 10, with Susan Kelly, Sister J, and myself.
And we'll see you next season.
That's it for now. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
See you next time.
Welcome to a special episode of the Geek Girl Soup True Blood in 10 podcast. I'm Susan.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Sister K from Sister Speak True Blood.
Oh, I'm Sister J. Everybody know who me is.
And welcome. Thanks for joining us for this. We're all here to wrap up season 5 of HBO's True Blood with what we thought were the best and worst moments of the season, you know, being scenes, characters, storylines, whatever. And let's start with an opening prayer from our friend Steve Newlin.
It would be my honor. Here's a tried and true one from my human days. There once was a cock and a hen who gave lunch to a goose in a pen. Good Lord, said the goose, bless this food for our use and us to thy service. Amen.
Charming.
That's awesome.
Yes. And yeah, that was on the honorable mention of my of my best list.
Oh, goodness.
Well, it's a top 10 list, but we're just doing our top 5, and we're going to put the rest of the to complete the rest of it, to complete the 10 on the blog, because we have a little time limit today. So,
and if we talked thoroughly about each one the way I know we all want to, I think we could be on here for like 10 hours.
Oh, yeah, oh no, I can't do that. No. Sorry, ladies, I can't do that.
Yeah, I know some of your podcasts run really long.
Yeah, they did, but yeah.
So, and also I want to start with our worst list so that we're ending on a positive note. So
that's fine.
So go ahead. How do you want to start the conversation?
Okay. Well, I'll start with one of my things on the worst list, and it was a storyline. The whole Terry and Patrick and the fire demon.
I think that's on everybody's list.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The Ifrit
crap.
Yeah, that was awful.
Very, very poor.
Felt like a big distraction.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and it was just dumb. The whole storyline did not correlate to anything. They tried to relate it back to fires, you know, and the fire starting last season, but it just didn't work.
No.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I just wanted to fast forward through all of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was, on the one hand, I see if they were trying to, you know, let us get to know Terry a little bit more, all of that, that's fine. You know, I'm happy to get to know Terry more, but that it felt forced.
Mm-hmm.
And there were definitely, I would have wanted to see more in the authority. more of Bill and Eric, more of Lafayette.
It was a recycled thing from other HBO shows and Lost and everything. Same smoke monster. They just, right. You know, I mean, really, it was just a real cheap crap.
Yeah, yeah.
And totally unnecessary. It didn't further along Terry's development or anything.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. So, yeah. All right, let's move on, yeah.
Yeah. Mr. J, no, wait, this isn't our show.
Oh, sorry,
you can't that. Run it.
But we're moving on anyway, so that's fine.
y'all have to rein her in. She tries to run everything.
Well, tell us one of yours, Sister J.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you what my all time worst was, and that was that nasty, skanky Salome having sex with all. And what, that just really bothered me. That was so nasty. Ooh. Anyway, so that's
well, you know, if that was my list, that would have been on one of my best because
oh,
I would have been okay to be Salome that day.
Oh hell no,
Christopher Maloney.
Oh yeah,
Eric and Bill.
No, not
I would have added in Alcide.
I thought it was just really, really slutty, and I really. She irritated me anyway. There are such powerful women on this show, and all she did was slink around with her mouth open. And, you know, this is a male thing, I think. Mm. How come men think that a woman walking around with her mouth open is sexy? Go to the mouth.
What do you mean with her mouth?
Oh, she's always like, oh, she made me sick. Anyway, okay, that was my all-time number one.
Yeah. Well, and you know, you're right. If a guy walks around with his mouth open, he just looks dumb. I mean, I think most women do too. But you're right. It seems to be this thing.
She has allergies and can't breathe. She did not.
She's a vampire. She doesn't have allergies.
And I'm saying, okay, this is how you look sexy. Oh, hell no, it's not. It just looks stupid. Just like Susan said, if a guy was doing that, he'd look dumb.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You know, a side point about what you just said, all the strong women on that show, and this isn't for a list, just a side comment, but mm-hmm. I actually really liked how Sookie was not so sexual this season. You know, there was the brief thing early on, but on the whole, you know, she was not hopping in and out of bed with people all season, and I love that. She really came into her power. That wasn't on a list. That was just a side point.
Well, my side point on Sookie is, you know, this is the one season, and we're into season five, where she didn't irritate the crap out of me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it took a while then.
It's tolerable all season for me. So. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you, Sister K?
Well, one of my... Are we still going on the worst?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my number one worst was wasting good actors...
Yeah.
And by that, I mean our good side characters like Christopher Maloney.
Yep.
Peter Mensa.
Yep.
Who was Kibway.
Mm-hmm.
Erica Gimble, who was the Elder Fairy.
The Elder Fairy. Yeah. That was a total waste.
Yeah.
That, she's Woodard, that's a total waste.
Yeah, where
total
was
waste.
Ruby Jean? Yeah.
She was there one time. Yeah.
And Maxine Fortenberry had one little
Well, I don't count her.
Oh, I love Maxine Fortenberry.
We've seen Maxine a lot in previous seasons. That's we have true. Hardly seen Ruby Jean at all.
Yeah.
So my number one is wasting good actors on these little side character stories. And like you said, wasting time on Ifrit. We could have had more of those characters if we didn't waste time on that damn smoke monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, good point.
What about Kelly?
Number one on my worst list is Hoyt. I feel bad, but he just really bugged me. And especially when he was asking for Jessica to wipe his memory and glamour him. And then the whole Jason pulling him over to say goodbye.
What? Thank you so much.
Kelly,
and
Sister J are the same.
And I had a whole rant on it on our podcast. Because I agree with you. That was the sickeningest thing. And I didn't feel sorry for none of them.
This is just a K. I actually liked. Now he's on my best list.
Oh Lord, no!
I like the storyline and the progression. Because, well, let me say this: on the second half of the season, the first half I couldn't stand Hoyt. He was too whiny. He was going through all his eyeliner. vampire lover phase.
Yeah.
And he was too whiny for me. But that last couple of episodes, I really liked. Oh, and I'll tell you my, well, I guess we're not on that. I'll wait till we get to our best list. But I actually kind of like that storyline and the interaction with him and Jason and Jessica at the end.
Okay.
Yeah. He was on both of my lists also. So, on the worst list, it was joining the hate group.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't
like that.
Oh, I forgot about that stupid hate group. I should have put that on there. Yeah. Having that black guy in a hate group. That was too dumb. Mm.
But I understood it. No.
All right.
And another thing on my my worst list were some of Lafayette's conversations with the inanimate objects.
Like what?
It was in the Let's Boot and Rally episode 5. It just bothered me. Oh, that was like another thing. I guess those in his little, house. Yeah,
those little figurines.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That he was stomping on and they were crying.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was another thing taken from another show and it just bothered me.
Yeah, and even his storyline of literally fighting his inner demon and all of that. I mean, I love Lafayette. You know, I think he is my absolute favorite character on the whole show. Well, and Pam. But I don't know. I didn't love his storylines this season. I'm glad that he resolved that. I didn't put any of that on my worst list, but I was hoping for more from Lafayette. So.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully next season.
I had Lafayette on my worst list for the scenes with Abuelo or whatever his name was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The grandpa.
Mm-hmm. Because to me it was so stupid. He's going to walk in there, no weapons, knowing that the grandpa is crazy, knowing his mama just told him that she saw Jesus with the grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just going to walk in there. And all he did was spit on him. I mean, he spit on him.
Right.
And stood there like he couldn't fight, couldn't do nothing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that at all. I just felt like that was out of character. Because Lafayette, as we first knew him, he was sassy. He didn't mind getting into a fight if he needed to.
Absolutely.
He would cuss you out if he needed to. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he would have just stood there and let him point it. He would have tried to grab the gun, tried to bum rush him, something. It was just not in his character to me to just stand there and say, I'm here to take back whatever he said. I don't even remember. Mm-hmm. It just didn't seem right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very true.
Are we saying another worst one?
Yeah. Yeah. What's your next one?
I got a good one. Well, I got several good ones, but this one, this Sister Jay, this one really chapped my butt. That is when Sookie jumped out of that daggum car with the Looney Tunes background. And she rolls. She don't have a scratch, niche, messed up hair, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so fake. I hated it. And it was so phony. But somebody really, really messed up. That could have been a really good scene. A good, intense, you know, scene. Mm-hmm. But it was just silly. It was stupid.
Yeah, that did seem so. Of course, she's pregnant in real life, so of course she couldn't do her own stunts. But yeah, they could have had someone else do that and put a few scratches on her face.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah.
And that car, the last time we saw the speedometer, it was going up to 90, almost. Mm-hmm. It was past 80, and she didn't have nothing. She just got up and dusted herself off. Oh!
Well, they didn't want to waste their budget, apparently, on special
effects. Obviously,
They just saw their budget on the smoke, the free monster.
Right. There you go. Well, and it's funny where we're willing to suspend disbelief. Like, I can believe there are vampires. I can believe that there's a smoke monster. I can't believe that this fairy woman can roll out of a car without a scratch.
I mean, she should have at least used her light or something to
cushion her fall.
You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. Oh man, it was really dumb. So that really irritated me.
That's a good one on all there. Right. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Sister Kay.
Okay, mine is, and I put all scenes with Luna.
All of them.
I knew he was going to put that on there.
Oh my God.
Luna, I loved her last season. She was one of my favorite characters. From the jump of this season, I was like, the bitch got to go.
Oh yeah, she got to go.
She was annoying the whole entire season.
She was mean the whole season.
In the last episode, I kept thinking, I don't care if she gets eaten up or stuck. I just want Sam to get Emma out and leave Luna's ass in there, and we'll be good to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Kelly, what's yours? Another one.
All right. This is on my. I put the karaoke massacre scene, the rehearsal dinner, whatever. Yeah. Only because. So I thought that it was actually
like that.
Well, it was a good scene, and I am not saying that they should take it out or anything.
Uh-huh.
It was just really disturbing.
It was.
I mean, I was sickened, especially because, you know, you're thinking, oh, my Lord, this bride-to-be is up there singing and rustling. I mean, it was really effective. So in that sense, it could be on a best list. But I put it on my worst just because, personally, it was disturbing.
It was a little gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, gross. A good scene. Oh, I also, you know, I could incorporate in there just Lilith in general, because every time she showed up, yuck. But yeah, so worst only because it made me sick. But it was effective.
It was pretty bloody.
Yeah.
I didn't mind that scene at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
It didn't bother me. Okay, my next on the worst list is another little weird thing that caught my eye one night in one episode is how they portrayed nurses as idiots.
Yeah,
you know? I remember when you brought that up. Yeah.
At the hospital there when Sam and Luna got shot. You know, and the nurse was saying, no, you can't come in here, only family and everything. And then at the nursing home, when Lafayette went to visit, the nurse there was also an idiot. It's like, okay, in reality, it's like, okay, nurses are the ones who are looking out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So.
And, well, the one thing about the nurse thing that I mentioned was, it's okay to have the one nurse be overprotective of the patient. But when she saw Martha bringing in Emma and Emma's going, mommy, mommy, mommy. And then she yells or tells Martha only family. Obviously that's family. If right. The little girl's saying mommy, mommy, mommy.
Right.
So to me, that was just a stupid, I don't know, a little stupid side scene that they put in there. Mm-hmm. It didn't even matter because it was obvious that was her family.
Well, we had trouble with the writers all season.
Oh yeah.
With these episodes. I mean, we mentioned it on every one of our podcasts. These writers were like, really, they must have used some summer interns or something, one of our listeners, you know, because some of that stuff was really lame. Such as my next worst, it's really stupid lame. That is, okay, everybody, drum roll. Hey, we had a whole lot of listeners had a problem with this. Alcide wanting to have sex with Sookie after she done told him she killed Debbie Pelt. And that's all that fool could think about. I was bothered by Alcide the whole season anyway. He's not my cup of tea, no how, but they really made him real stupid this season. I mean, real stupid. But that really bothered me. That girl just said that she killed supposedly the love of your life, even though you couldn't be together.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you want to do is have sex with her. Oh, I've been waiting for this for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So anyway, so that's on my worst list, but I'll see y'all together is on my worst list.
Well,
Sister K giving me the side eye.
Uh-oh.
I was just going to say, well, his naked booty is on my best list.
Right?
He saw Magic Mike.
But you notice I said naked booty. I didn't say I'll see the character.
Yeah.
Because they kind of jacked his character up to the season.
They did.
And if you think about this, this whole season is over the span of maybe a whole week, yeah. Not even a full 7-day week, maybe 5 days. So he goes from abjuring Debbie, because we start at the beginning, let's say from last season, probably a day or two goes by, Sookie kills Debbie. Probably another day or two goes by when they're looking for Debbie. She tells him about Debbie. He wants to sleep with Sookie. Then he gets glamored, or whatever the word is.
Glamored.
I get my vampire lore mixed up. Glamored. He gets glamored. And then she unglamors him. But then the next day, he's having sex with Ricky.
Yeah.
Right.
The werewolf. Yeah. So in the span of 4 days, he's done lost the love of his life. She got murdered, tried to sleep with Sookie, turned around and slept with Ricky.
Right.
He's just confused.
Well, yeah. but my point was, it's when he said that one line, when he said, "Oh, I've been waiting for this for a long time." What a dumb.
Well, I think what they're trying to say, because they were drinking, that he was drunk and his true feelings came out.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you remember what happened right after he said that.
Mm-hmm.
She threw up on him.
Yep.
Which is on my best list. I died laughing when that happened. While we're on werewolves, then the next one on my worst list was Marcus in general, but then especially watching them eat Marcus after he died.
That was nasty.
Yeah. So in that moment, I did like Alcide because he refused to partake in it, but everyone else, gross. Mm. I mean, I was glad to see Marcus gone, but I could have done without the eating.
Well, on my next list, if we're sticking to werewolves, and this is my worst.
Uh-oh, I know what you're going to
say. Well, I'm going to say, this character is on my best and worst, and I guess we won't talk about the best, but I will kind of relate to when the character first came on, I loved her, Martha.
Yep.
Yeah.
Loved her character. And then hated her. And if y'all listen to our other podcast, you'll know why. I kind of went on a rant about it. But she was a strong woman who wanted her son's remains for whatever reason, even though it was gross. Mm-hmm. And then she wanted to have that relationship with her granddaughter, which was a tie to her son, right? Mm-hmm. That makes sense. She fights and she keeps coming back at Luna and back at Luna, even though Luna's being a bee. And so then she finally gets her granddaughter and spends time with her and vows to protect her. And then lets Russell smash. Mm-hmm. After JD is trying to give your grandbaby the blood.
She should, yeah.
And you're still going to go back to the pack the next day?
I mean.
And then Russell's going to snatch her?
Yeah.
And then, and this is a writer thing.
The writers did this.
And then she's snatched, and she's not anywhere to be found in trying to help find Emma. She's off trying to help Ricky's ass get off of V. Yeah. It just didn't make any sense. The whole writing of her character was off. If you're going to have someone be so strong and so into family, pack, and then she's going to turn around when she finds out the pack is messed up and keep going and then have her granddaughter lost to boot and then not even try to find her, to me, that was totally off. So I just went from love to hate with her, and she's on my worst character list at this point.
I agree there. Martha showed up with Ricky to get help from Alcide, and she didn't mention about Emma being missing. And, you know, Susan and I had talked about that and thought, well, I guess it makes sense. So everyone stays on their own path. Alcide didn't need to run off and help find Emma. But it seemed, I agree. It seemed really weird that this should have been on the forefront of Martha's mind, and she didn't say anything.
Well, that's what happens. You know, sometimes you can read a novel with the same thing. That's what happens when a writer does not pay attention to what the character, who the character is and how that character behaves. Mm-hmm. So whoever wrote that shit didn't bother to watch like previous episodes or something. You know, because it was like a whole different person.
Yeah.
A whole different person. It was really, really not good.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what's the next one?
The next one on my... this is the J. The next one on my list, on my worst list, but at least he gone, that's that damn kid on the authority council. That damn annoying kid. I was so mad when Roman staked him. I just was gleeful. I'm annoying. And you know, we talked about that on one of our podcasts, and that is, whoever his agent is for this little actor kid, they need to tell him, you don't have to shout every one of your lines.
Yeah.
That's all he was doing was shouting, shouting. Oh, he was annoying. I was so glad that he was steak first.
And, you know, and realistically also, he couldn't have lasted for more than a season anyway, because he's a kid and he's going to grow up. So they had to kill him.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
I mean, you know, but you got to admit he was annoying.
Ooh. He was annoying.
He was annoying.
Yeah. Let me see, which one am I? I'm gonna pick some more vampire deaths as my worst. Coroner Mike and the vampire geek girl Molly. I mean, those were just so quick.
Oh yeah, that coroner.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I mean, I liked him as, you know, as a human, and so it was sad that he was just in a few scenes this season, and then he's gone. He met the true death.
Yeah.
And who was the other one that you said?
She said Molly.
Molly.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the Ice State girl.
Tina Margarita.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Ice State.
Yeah. I liked her. Mm-hmm. I really liked her character. I liked the light she brought to the scenes that she was in.
She was good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was good.
I agree. I'd add to that then, on my worst list was Roman dying.
I mean, that was sad.
Yeah, I knew he would. I knew he wouldn't last the whole season, but what? He lasted like half of the season?
Mm-hmm.
And I loved him. Oh, my Lord.
He was very good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was great.
Really, really good. I thought they at least let him and Russell have some interaction, like, you know, a couple episodes, and then he gets staked, you know. But he just got staked too quick. However, that staking scene was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
I love Russell. He's on my best list, though.
Yeah, that was their only interaction. Oh, well.
That was a shame.
Yeah.
Well, since we're only listing five, then my last one that I'm going to talk about. Oh, God. How do I say this politely? Lilith and her bloody bush. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
Trim that crap. You know?
Well, hey, even if she got it waxed, it would grow back the next day. Because, you know.
Well, I don't care. It was nasty. Who thought this was going to be a good look for this particular character, Lilith? I mean, come on now. Yeah. Every single time we see the woman, she's covered in blood with this big hairy bush. Oh, no. That was just nasty. It was annoying, too.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, gosh.
Well, what I hated about Lilith, notwithstanding what you just said, which was a little much, Sister Jay.
Hey. Everybody knows I'm a little much.
I mean, if she's supposed to be from prehistoric times, they didn't wax back in them days.
They could have gotten
and they probably didn't even have scissors to cut in it.
Oh, I don't need no.
That's right. We're getting really technical here.
I'm trying to get into
this is my worst list. I don't need no explanation.
But anyway, what I'm going to say is, what I didn't like about Lilith was, first of all, that little growl she did the first episode.
Oh, yeah.
The first time we saw her, she's kind of like a little.
Yeah.
And then I didn't like that she was always covered in blood. That part annoyed me.
That was annoying.
I'm thinking, can't she be cleaned up now? I mean, we know she came from blood. She's of blood. She can't, you know, we get it. We have to see her covered up in blood every time.
And then we got to see Bella in blood. You notice I didn't show his frontal.
Yeah. That's not very
They're
fair.
They're not going to show. Like I told you, he's an established actor.
But anyway, we gonna endure him blood.
Yeah, I hope we don't see him as Billith all next season. Yeah, hopefully he can get cleaned up and say.
Well, this is True Blood. It's not Oz, so yeah, we're not going to see full frontal male.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Oz too. That was an awesome series.
Mm-hmm. That's why I love Christopher Milani so much. He's, you know, I know him from
he
Oz.
Was awesome in that. Yeah, he was.
Okay.
All right. Well, I've got another Lilith one for the worst. I hated it when she appeared and demolished Godric.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm thinking that he doesn't necessarily have to be all gone. I mean, if he was like a spirit at that point, then could she really? And that word demolished, I think Eric used, if I'm remembering correctly. So I don't know. But that's sad. Eric loved, and I loved Godric. So the Godric in the TV series, I didn't like him in the books. But
that was a whole different Godric.
Yeah, totally different.
See, I don't think that Godric is dead at all. I don't think that had that affected anything. It did in their minds.
Was that just like a hallucination of him, so he could come back anyway?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that he was really there, appearing to them, just like Lilith was. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that that killed Godric from that realm or whatever he's in or however he's there. I think he just kind of disappeared because her doing that, I think, in my opinion, after I've thought about it for a couple weeks and it's been gone, in my opinion, he allowed her to do that because he knew that would change his children's minds. Especially Nora's mind about what she was doing. So he had to let them see his demise, let's say, for them or for her to snap out of it and go, wait a minute. Now, Lilith is supposed to be of love and this and that. And she's done killed my maker, my Godric. And it made her snap out of it. So I think Godric allowed that to happen, and I don't think he's really gone.
Right. And the proof of that is what Godric said. Eric's yelling, fight her. And he says, I don't have to fight her. I'm not the one who has to fight her.
Right.
So he was doing that so they could fight her.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Godric has always been selfless like that. So I guess that's not one of the things I like about him.
Well, my fifth worst one is that we didn't get to meet Warlow. I would have liked to have gotten more into that storyline, but then I guess the Terry and Patrick took up the time of that one. And also Anna Paquin couldn't do a lot of the action scenes, I guess, now while she's pregnant.
Yeah.
So they had to delay it until next season. That's just my guess.
Yeah, that makes sense, though.
It does make sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Well, let's move on to the best.
Yay! Who does not have Pam as like number one all the way throughout?
Yeah,
I know. Yes,
Pam is definitely on there. She's, you know, I liked everything about Pam this season.
I love the fact that we got to see how she was made.
Yeah.
First met Eric.
Yeah.
And what her life was like, and if you watched the episode on HBO Go, it gave you even further backstory.
Okay.
Pam's information, and I just love it. I just like that whole backstory of how they met, and then of course, you know, to me the best scene in the whole series. I mean, all 12 episodes,
all
of them is when Eric had to cease being her maker.
Oh,
he had to let her go. That was
sad.
I teared up in the whole season.
Yeah, that was a great scene, especially, when he actually did it because of why he had to. Yeah. And but before that, when Pam was goading him into doing it. And I was so glad that he was actually mature enough not to take the bait then out of anger. Yeah. So when he did do it, I don't know, I felt a little bit more prepared. So that was good because it was emotional. But it was more poignant that way. So, yeah, that was
the best scene in the whole series, I think. In the whole season. I loved it.
Yeah.
But I like all the Pam scenes, though.
Oh, yeah.
I just love Pam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. This is Kelly. My number one on the best is from, I think it was the first episode, Pam saying, I'm wearing Walmart. I'm wearing Walmart. If that's not taking one for the team, I don't know what is.
I know. That was funny. That was funny.
That was good.
That was funny.
Just started out the season on a really high note.
Yes.
Definitely. That was good.
Okay, and Sister Kay, what's your...
Well, one of mine that I haven't mentioned yet. Can we cuss on your show?
Oh, absolutely.
You want it? Okay.
Sister Jay was already talking about Bush. So.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, but see, anybody who knows, all of our listeners know Sister Kay, she is a cusser.
Okay, let me tell my one of my best
I think I know
best scenes was... The Hoyt, fuckity fuck fuck fuck.
See, that's why, because she liked to cuss
with his mama. When Jason goes to see Hoyt, and he's at his mama's house fixing her sink, and he don't want to talk to none. He's like, "I fix your fucking sink, and all you can fucking do is tell me to go to fuck on it." I love that scene. love it.
That was funny though.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good scene.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
All right. Hoyt was good then.
Yes.
One of my favorites was Steve Newland dancing in Jessica's house.
Yes.
And I have played that back 4 or 5 times. I mean, it's just awesome where you got that little beat in the background and he's dancing in there talking about, yo. Oh, he's hilarious. Mm. He was good this whole season, though.
Yes, he was.
He was very good.
Yeah. Susan, what's your number one?
Ooh, mine was Pam.
Oh, just a joke. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That we've already.
Pam.
Yeah. She's awfully, awfully good.
Or is she's sometimes known Vampire Barbie.
Yeah.
That's what Sarah called her.
Vampire
Barbie.
All right, number two.
Even though it was short, I'll have to go with Christopher Maloney's appearance on episodes 2 through 5 as the Guardian.
Yeah.
Roman.
Very good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's my number two too. Yeah, just his very existence on the show.
Yes.
And I tell you, though, I think it was, unfortunately, his last episode where he was wearing the golf shirt.
Oh, yeah.
It was just so funny to think of and he was planning on going out golfing, mm-hmm. but just to think of, you know, a vampire that we normally think of, or at least, you know, in film and TV and books now, you know, we think of them as being sexy and kind of romantic, and he's wearing a golf shirt. I know some people may find that sexy and romantic, but I don't. I'm not a golfer. It's just, oh, my God, it was so... human and mundane and just perfect on him. So
okay, Sister Kane, Sister Jay.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah, I don't really have mine numbered, but one of my other best scenes, I guess I didn't do my homework correctly.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're numbered or not. Either,
except for number one for me, Pam, just across the board. Yeah. But
yeah.
The rest of you know what I could think of, so yeah
and actually I have Pam down on my best list also, except I don't want to go into the bad yet, but I'll leave that for people to read. But I also have a piece of Pam on my worst list.
How dare you.
No.
Just a little teaser to read the blog, but I do have her on a piece. I'm talking like 2% Well, maybe five.
Oh, Lord.
On my word. But anyway. One of my other best. I know.
Mm. It's probably some really, really obscure crap.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Sister J. Hush.
Come on.
Okay, so one of my other best is Jason and Sookie's relationship the whole season. And them actually having scenes together again, I like. I really like them kind of, it seemed like they got back to some of the personal relationships again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And I really liked Jason and Sookie being back together and talking and interacting with each other and seeing their brother-sister chemistry. I really liked that through the season.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, you're right. That was great. It did feel like back to the core of the show, certainly from the first couple of seasons when we saw more of their relationship. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, I mean, Pam, you know, I really like Pam, but Russell is my number one. Mm. I was real PO'd when he got, you know. But my second one would be when I'll just say the authority. I just like, except for that damn kid, but I just like all of the members of the authority. I love the guy who played Dieter Braun. He's on Hell on Wheels, if anybody watches that. But he was just excellent in that character. I liked Roslyn. She was funny and annoying at the same time. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love seeing Kidway because I had just finished, not too long ago, watching Spartacus. And, he had a bad end there. So, you know, I was really glad to see him. Only to have him go. But I like that whole authority hierarchy and how they develop, and when Pam was explaining to Tara who the authority was, and Tara's like, oh, is that like the Vatican? I thought that was hilarious. But
yeah,
that whole authority thing, so I like it.
I agree. I loved seeing all of that too. It was awesome.
Okay, then for my third one, we haven't talked too much about Tara yet, and she's
coming up next for me.
Yeah. Okay.
She's coming up next for me, too, though.
And me, too.
Well, there you go. Then this third one's all about Tara. Oh. And I liked that she, you know, she was learning how to be a vampire. I liked seeing that. And when she and Jessica were becoming friends, it didn't last for very long, but... I liked seeing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true. Mm-hmm. Well, and then that brings Pam back in for me too, because I loved watching Tara and Pam's relationship growing.
Mm-hmm.
And what did I write down here? Oh, and then Tara really coming into her own as a vampire. And I love how she killed that new sheriff, Rosalind's prodigy. You know, when Pam was suggesting that they need to go into hiding, which was not like Pam at all. So that indicated to me, this is really fucking serious.
Yeah.
But Tara wouldn't back down. She just wouldn't hear of running and hiding. So that was, finally, I like Tara.
You didn't like her before?
Yeah.
On and off. I was not liking her last season, and I understand, you know, how hurt she was, how damaged. I mean, you know, when she was kidnapped and raped by the vampire and all of that, that was awful. But there were so many times that I felt like, I don't know, she was either annoying me or I didn't feel like she was being a good friend to Sookie, again, before this season. And I, you know, felt bad for her being turned into a vampire against her will. But I don't know, just over time, I've gone back and forth about her. So now I love her.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I've always loved the character of Tara. They've not always had her doing having her in the best situations.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Where she didn't have much to do, except whine and cry
and follow Sookie.
Yeah, and be a victim, you know, in a couple of seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always liked her character, and I really like and she's on my best list as well. Mm-hmm. I really like her as a vampire. I didn't think that I would,
I didn't think I would either.
Greatly love what they've done with her, and especially for the fact that she got to stay a character on the show and not be dead.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, definitely. But and you're right.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Just when I, the times that I didn't like her, it was the writing. You know, I didn't like the situations that they were putting her in, the things they were making her say, the way they were having her react, because I felt like she wouldn't necessarily do that or say that.
So,
anyway, I shouldn't have held it against her, but I did.
But I agree. Tara's also on my best list. And I just like, I'm like Sister Kay. I didn't think I would like her being a vampire because I was real ticked when, you know, she sacrificed her own self for dumb Sookie. But anyway, but I just love Tara as a vampire. But this is the one thing I like the most about her. And that is once she got all the way healed up, so she's aware of everything and remembers everything, she's still the sassy Tara. She has some of the best lines in the episodes. You know, she and Lafayette both, they still have that quick wit, that quick way of, you know, answering people and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I love the whole interaction with Tara and the little racist Tracy. Tracy's togs. That was awesome.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
See, and then when Pam, you know, makes her a gift down in the basement. That was awesome. That was awesome. You know,
that was great.
I love her as a vampire. And she looks good in them clothes.
Yes.
She looks good in them clothes.
That's right. She's another vampire Barbie.
Yep. Black vampire Barbie.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. The fourth one, I'm going to have to go with Sam Trammell, his acting.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, another great season with him acting as another character, acting at skinwalking as Sam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's good, though. I like him.
Yeah.
I like Sam.
You're right. All those times that, like when Luna was pretending to be him, the last season when his brother was, not pretending, but looked like him. Mm-hmm. You're right. He had to do all of that acting. He was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really, really good. Yeah. That's why we don't like Luna fussing at him.
Yeah.
Now, if he was wrong, it'd be fine. But
he's not.
He wasn't wrong, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. I like Sam, too.
Yep.
Well, one of my other best, I guess we're on four.
Uh-huh.
No, we're on three, I think. Are we on three? No, we're on four.
No, we're on four.
Okay. See, I've lost one. Jeez. Okay.
One of mine is Andy and Holly. Their relationship.
That's going to be my next number four, too.
Really?
So yeah, go ahead.
Andy and Holly. I really like how, first of all, I like how Andy has kind of evolved from when we first saw him in the whole show to now. And he's kind of grown up a little bit just like all the rest of the characters have. But I really like how he's kind of morphed into a real man, I guess is the word. I don't know how to say it, but he's
not
just
like a bumbling little.
Yeah, he's not as bumbling and idiotic, or they haven't made him as that.
But we had some issues with him, though, this season. You had some issues with this CSI knowledge.
Well, but that's in the worst, Sister J. Anyhow, but I like the relationship between, that's why I said Andy and Holly, not just Andy.
Oh, okay.
Andy and Holly's relationship and him, you know, kind of liking her and her liking him, but not really getting together.
See, that girl got some big teeth, though.
I like Holly.
She got some big teeth.
Jay.
If it's not a big bush, it's big teeth.
Okay. I mean, anything too big, right?
Every time she gets on the screen, though, I'm distracted because her teeth are so big. And I'm not the only one either.
Sister J, stop. Anyhow, I just like the whole Andy Holly relationship, and then Andy now being a daddy. I think that's cute, and I'm interested to see how they're gonna play that out next season.
Well, my number four was Andy and Marilla, because see, and it's really not about Marilla. It's
Marilla.
It's about Andy having four little baby girls. That's going to be awesome. I think that's so cute. Yes. I mean, you know, and when he held up that first baby and they all, he's grinning. That was just so adorable. Mm-hmm. I'm liking Andy this season, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too. And that was cute. It will be interesting to see what happens. I'm hoping that Holly will stick around and help him, only because, yeah, I like them together as well. I don't want her to be a sucker and stick around and have to help, but I mean, Andy needs to be responsible, but.
Yeah, but don't you get the feeling that, like, in a week's time, them kids going to be teenagers?
Probably, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because they're fairies, so I'm sure they're going to grow different than, like, a regular human.
I would think so, because, yeah, she was pregnant for, like, a week.
Yeah.
So they should be teenagers in a week or week and a half.
I don't think so, because Suki was, I mean, she grew up in the normal rate.
But Suki is not half fairy.
That's true. She's a quarter.
A quarter.
Yeah.
See, these little babies are 50%.
So. Or it could be like any other genetic thing, you know, if they got the dominant or recessive gene for it.
Yeah.
So they might all grow at different rates.
True. Yeah. Yeah. It could be.
Yeah. That's true. Mm. That is true.
Yeah. The writers can do it however they want, I guess.
Yeah. Yes. Let's just hope they don't have no interns on it.
Yeah. Well, or maybe, yeah, they'll give them the fairy part. Because, you know, with vampire lore, they really do have to stick with certain things that, you know, we all just believe about vampires. Unlike, I never read the Twilight books, but, you know, I understand that she changed a lot of things there. You know, they could go out in the sunlight. So I feel like, that's, you know, huge. HBO. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's like key. So I love that HBO has really stuck with true vampire lore.
Yeah.
That's kept it more realistic.
Well, I think those Twilight movies are based upon the book series, The Vampire Diaries.
No, they're not.
No.
They're based on a book called Twilight.
Yeah.
Oh, The Vampire Diaries is a book series also.
Is a series. And they walk in the daylight.
But they have an explanation for that. They have rings forged by witches that give them the ability to walk in the sun. But when there's other vampires on that show that don't have the ring, they burn up.
Yeah.
So I like how they've kind of done that play on it.
Yeah.
But still stuck to the original vampire lore. Yeah. But they found a way to allow their vampires to be in the daytime.
Right. Because they had those rings.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Which, of course, you know, our True Blood vampires, or at least Russell, was trying to do as well. Thus,
with the fairy blood. Yeah.
With the fairy blood.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Russell then brings me to my fourth, and this was the scene where he was brought before Roman to meet the true death, and they were chatting, or about you know, feeding off of humans. So it's some quotes I wrote down from Russell right before he killed Roman. So about feeding off of humans, and they're not supposed to do it. Russell said, "But I like it. It's fun. It makes my dick hard." And then he said, "Peace is for pussies." And then I think that's when he killed Roman. So I just, he was so funny. I mean, everything that he said was just great. I loved his accent. Mm-hmm. I loved his mannerisms.
Oh, yeah. I love King Russell.
Yeah.
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 He was fabulous.
And he'll always be King Russell to me.
Yeah.
Even though Bill was the king. But
well, he was king of Mississippi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true, but I'm so sorry to see that character go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just really sorry.
Russell was on my best list also.
Yeah, Russell is just
he was a really good character. Mm-hmm. And the best scene to me that stands out in my mind, of course, last season, my favorite scene was the TV when he went and killed the anchor man on TV.
Yeah. We eat your children.
Love that. love it.
Yeah.
But this year, my favorite scene is when he goes with Steve to the wolf pack.
Yep.
And he snatches up Emma, and JD tries to get Emma back, and he says, "Did you think that my blood was free?"
Yeah.
And his voice changed into that Germanic accent.
Yep.
From the southern accent, and he just totally changed. And then he did it again in the scene at the authority when Salome was trying to, you know, protest against what he wanted to do. And he threw her into that column, and his voice changed then back to the Germanic.
Yep.
And I love how Dennis O'Hare was able to change character like that.
Yep.
When he would get angry. And it didn't happen last season. Mm-mm. At least I don't remember it. I'll have to go back and watch that scene. Mm-hmm. But I guess you can tell he was really, really angry in this one. Mm-hmm. And it kind of reverted back. And that's one of my favorite scenes of Russell for this season. Yeah. So he's my number five. Sorry, I'm skipping.
No, that's fine.
That's great. I love Russell, but I don't know. If I had to put him in order, for me, it would be... Oh, gee. See, I have several number ones because my last one, though, is Eric. Everything Eric. Eric. Just always. That's for me. Okay. Eric was looking too good in all that black leather this season. But he was just so awesome with his acting and in every scene. And I just really love Eric.
Yeah.
He was great.
You're right. I loved watching his transformation as well, you know, first going along, and then when he had the vision of Godric at the karaoke massacre, then coming to his senses, but then being the not old manipulative Eric at all. I don't mean that, but
yeah,
you know, getting clever again, and so to, you know, to figure out how to get them all out of that situation, and of course failing with Bill, but
yeah,
he was great.
Didn't you love that scene where he took Nora back to Fantasia and they were moving all that money because they knew the authority was coming? Yeah. And he says, "Oh yeah," and he looks at Tara, and Nora had just been complaining about, "Why are you going back for Pam? She's a whore." He said, "She's family." And he looked at Tara and said, "Oh, she's family too. So be nice to her."
Yeah.
I love that. But Eric is just awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, he is great. Well, I'll say we are on five, aren't we?
We are.
So I'm actually going to say for this, the scenes with Bill, starting with Bill killing the chancellor who was, you know, about to take the, I've forgotten their names. I didn't even catch them all the time. Okay. Yes. But then up to and especially Bill manipulating Salome into drinking the blood that he had tainted. Because now, and I didn't like him for that. So I'm just talking about these as good scenes and really showing his complete transformation. Oh, even like when he slapped Jessica across the room for speaking out against Lilith and the Bible. It's just so unlike him. So he really did undergo a complete transformation, even though it was in the negative. And I thought that the actor did a great job of portraying it. And he is really scary now. You know, I am wondering, you know, who's going to show? First of all, we don't have many people left for next season. So who's going to get out alive then?
I think Warlow's going to make an appearance and have to deal with Bill.
Do you think Bill will come back to help, or do you think he'll be, you know,
Bill. Maybe he's asked to get off the show so he can stay home and raise the twins. I'm teasing. I don't know. He has to come back out of
not Bill. I think he can afford a nanny.
Yeah
back. Yeah. They're paying them enough.
Right. Oh, that's cute.
I think he has to be saved. I mean, I can't imagine losing Bill. But, I mean, of course, they could pull a Game of Thrones or, you know.
I know. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. We could have a whole thing on Game of Thrones.
We could have a whole 5-hour episode talking about Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. Right, we'll compare.
Yeah.
I think my... I'm going back and forth here, but I'm going to have to go with... Okay, being a geek girl, and I'm going to have to go with the eye stakes as my...
Okay. There's an app for that.
There's an app for that. There's an app for killing vampires. Oh. Yes, the app to activate the eye stakes.
That was funny.
It was. I'm going to have to go with that because I'm a geek girl.
That was great. And I also loved how, it was an iPhone app. Their computers were all Apple. Yes. And I was curious about Apple approving that or paying for that product placement. You know, who knows how they did it. But, right. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, that was good. I'm an Apple person, so.
Yeah, me too.
I got Apple everything. Computer, phone, everything.
I was taking notes during the season on my iPad.
That's right.
I was using pencil and paper.
Man, old school.
I'm old school here.
I used both because I have to do PCs for work and Macs for home.
Well, I have a PC in the office, but, you know, that doesn't count. We're talking about, you know.
PCs are good, too, now.
Yeah. That's right. I do this podcast on a PC. Now, have you guys pre-ordered your iPhone 5s?
You know what? I tried to, and it's already full.
Really?
Sold out.
Already sold up. Yep.
Amazing.
And I just got the email, like, yesterday.
Will they put you on a list or something?
I don't think so.
They probably would.
I'm not paying money to be on a waiting list.
I don't think that you pay until you're off the waiting list.
Oh, I'll have to check that.
I need to go back because I think that's how the iPhone 4 was. You could be on a waiting list and they'd call you.
Oh, okay.
When it was ready. Yeah.
I can do that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get one.
Okay. we'll talk to you again when you get it and you can tell us all about it. Yep.
Do they actually have a True Blood app?
I never looked.
It might be part of the HBO Go app. I don't know.
But that's different. Know. They really should have just a True Blood app. Yeah. I don't know what would be on it, but it could have been. And I don't want it to be an eye steak. I wouldn't do that. But
no, I wouldn't either.
They have
True Blood makeup now, though.
Really?
Oh my gosh,
it's a makeup line now. It's getting expanded.
Well, but none of it will fit me.
You mean match?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so it's just regular makeup. It's not for like special effects or.
No, it's regular makeup, like powder and the lipstick.
Okay.
I think, and I've seen blush and eyeshadow.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of expensive, so I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they don't have a brown color. So.
I didn't see if they had brown or not.
Oh, I've already looked. They don't have a brown.
Oh.
So y'all can buy some and let us know.
No, it won't work for me. No.
Wow.
All right, and we'll put the rest of these up on the website, on both websites. So on geekgirlsoup.com and your website is?
Yes, sisterspeakpodcast.com.
Okay. It was fun, and I think Kelly will get you out of here on time.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, ladies.
So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank y'all. This was awesome.
Thank you for asking us.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, we'll have to do it again.
Okay. So. Yeah, just let us know. Just let us know what you want to talk about.
All right.
Awesome.
Before you go, do you want to tell us a little bit more about some of your other podcasts coming up and more of your podcasts?
Yeah, we are going to be going back to our Sister Speak Fringe podcast for the final season of Fringe. And then in October, we'll start up our Sister Speak Walking Dead.
Yep.
Which we haven't done yet, but we're excited to start that podcast.
Okay. I'll be listening to that. I love that show.
love that show.
We're going to do like a like we did with Game of Thrones. We started Game of Thrones in season two. So we did like a recap of season one podcast.
Okay.
So for The Walking Dead, we're going to do our initial podcast will be just kind of like a recap of what's happened up till season three. Yeah. This will be season three.
Yeah.
And then we'll start, you know, with each episode.
Right. And then in 2013, of course, we'll be podcasting Game of Thrones again, which yep. is always fun. So mm-hmm. we've got several things will keep us busy over the next several months.
Yeah. And then we're going to intersperse in there some rant podcasts. Well, because we got some shit we need to get out, you know.
Yeah, you guys are good at rants.
Yeah, so that's going to just be separate rants. Yeah.
Are these in general life rants or like entertainment rants or what?
Oh, no, they're going to be all centered around entertainment.
No. I think it's going to be both.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in our podcast, we kind of get off on certain things, too. You know,
right.
like life things, like, you know, like people that don't wash their hands are nasty. You know, stuff like yeah. that.
And closing the blinds and all that.
Yeah, closing yeah. the blinds at night and all that kind of stuff.
So I think know. It'll just be whatever hits us. It'll be life, life entertainment related rants.
Like Sister K wants to do one on a particular sci-fi movie that she watched.
Oh,
mm-hmm. that she really, really had a whole bunch of
issues with.
Okay, oh. that sounds cool.
Yeah. So what other podcasts do y'all or other shows do y'all talk about?
Well, we talk about Oz. We're almost done with that with the rewatch of Oz. We just finished season five, and Ooh. So we're going to be starting the final season soon.
Okay.
And we just do some other general entertainment and geek related podcasts. Mm-hmm. And this was the the first time Kelly and I did the True Blood, and I do the Oz podcast with Amelia and Chris. Mm-hmm. So and
Breaking Bad.
And I think we kind of accidentally started a Breaking Bad podcast too.
I tried to get into that, and I did watch like half of one season, and then I got bored.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Yeah, I just got bored with that young guy that's with the bald-headed dude. He was just
This is Kelly. I just started watching Breaking Bad like 2 weeks ago, and finished all five seasons in 1 week.
It was amazing.
Yeah, wow. I loved it, and I love the young guy. By the most recent season, he is really Jesse. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
Jesse.
So you might need to.
That's the guy. I don't know. He was just grating on me, so
and
I got disinterested though. But you know,
you should give it another try.
Yeah, I mean, it was entertaining enough. Whatever.
And I was while Kelly was watching it for the first time, I was rewatching it, and I noticed a parallel to True Blood, because there was a scene when the young guy Jesse, when he cussed out the old man and said that everything in his life had gone bad once he started working with him, mm-hmm. and I seem to remember that Lafayette had a conversation with Sookie that was similar to that.
Yeah, well, this season, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
He was just telling her that, you know, he was really chastising her about her selfishness, which I agree. She's one selfish child. But anyway, I mean, I guess from that point of view, yes, but I would have a hard time saying that the shows are parallel. I don't know. Well, I just, you know.
Yeah, only in that that one scene. Show,
so
yeah, we should have done one on Sons of Anarchy. I've watched all seasons of that.
Yeah.
That's an awesome one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you know, we didn't do it. So.
Well, that's awesome. We're always look. You know, we always like to support other, especially female podcasters.
Yep.
Because there's, you know, we need to have more. Support of each other,
you know.
Yeah. Definitely. So I love that.
Yeah. So this was great. We could do this together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This was Very different.
Very fun. Yeah. Very fun. Well, thank you guys for inviting us to do it.
Thanks.
Thank y'all for being here.
Okay. Of course, of course.
And can't wait to share it with the world.
Yes. That's awesome.
So, until next time, geek on, everybody.
Bye.
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 Bye.